You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast where we're back at Galway for an evening of jumping. This time you'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio, of course, with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Rory Delaghi in the studio. But before all that, joining me, Sam Norris, is the man with his eye on all the Irish action. It's Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yes, very well, thank you.
Good. An interesting little car tonight at Galway, including... I mean, it's only September, but a potential Cheltenham horse in the 555.
Absolutely, yeah. When he won the Galway Festival, this is Bacasson we're talking about, back in July, many punters were already trying to avail themselves of some big fancy prices. Actually, I think one or two punters backed him prior to that race, obviously anticipating a very, very big run. And, of course, he duly obliged. So, yeah, plenty of interest not only in that race, but in the next race as well. Wouldn't surprise me if either the Game Changer or Rock the World were involved in some kind of festival race towards the back end of the season. They've already got plenty of experience. So, yeah, quite a decent little car tonight at Galway.
Yeah, some interesting stuff, that's for sure. We'll dive straight into the action then. They start at 4.25 with a two-mile maiden hurdle. Tetrates leads the market here at 7-4, 15-8 for Crown Pleasure. Muska Size is 5-1, 9-1 for Have a Few, and it's 14-1 bar those. 9 4-year-olds are sought out here in the market, headed by Tetrates, who was rated 76 on the flat. Ruby Walsh booked to ride. What are his chances?
Well, the chances obviously are have been highlighted by the fact that Connections have booked Ruby Walsh, very keen to acquire the services of the Irish champion. And he's got a reasonable level of form on the flat to suggest that if he does jump hurdles okay, he should be a factor in this, what looks a fairly weak maiden. Whether his technique holds up against one or two more with experience is open to debate, but with Ruby on, and he has to jump the brush hurdles, and they're not so taxing, if you like, than the upright timber hurdles that obviously take a little bit more jumping. So if it's down to pure ability, then he's obviously got a leading chance in this. But I'd probably have to go with the one with form over hurdles just to be on the safe side, and that's Crown Pleasure. Thomas McCourt's filly has run reasonably well on three starts. Probably her best effort so far today was when she chased down Miss Dynamic at Sligo. Sligo, of course, a similar track to Galway with a stiff uphill climb from the back of the third last. And I did notice that she won the other day down in Wexford. Although she had to work hard for that victory, it was a certainly well-deserved one at the same time. And it was also noticeable that the cheek pieces, which were on for the first time on that occasion, are also on for a full start over hurdles tonight. So, in a race which obviously lacks any great strength in depth, I don't really like Muska Size. I don't think she's a very strong stayer. Then it looks between the front two in the market. So you've got a simple choice of one who hasn't had a run but got plenty of potential, or the one who has got form. Hopefully that experience might just hold sway, and that's the way I'll go. I'm going to go with Crown Pleasure.
Okay, it's Crown Pleasure then in that opening contest for Andy. We'll move on to the second race on the card tonight, and this one comes up at 4.55. It's a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle here. Runyon Rattler is the 6-4 market leader, 2-1 for Dilro. Enumerator is 11-4, 15-2 for Diva Dawn, and 16s by those front four in the market. But quite a few of these have had plenty of chances to lose their maiden tag.
Yeah, they have, yeah. I mean, it was interesting looking at the betting for this race this morning. I couldn't quite work out why bookmakers had put in Enumerator in a favourite. This race has now got a completely different shape to it, and they actually are betting how I expect them to come post time, with Runyon Rattle favourite, Dilro second favourite, and Enumerator third favourite, because Enumerator has looked a really disappointing type. I know Ruby Walsh has been booked to ride with Edward Harty's 6-year-old here, which will obviously catch the attentions of quite a few punters. But Ruby was on these 2 or 3 starts back, and he didn't show a great deal. And then he was sent off out the other day down in Dan Patrick with David Casey on board, and he just weakened out of it really quite tamely from round about 3 out. So I'd definitely put a fork in him. So it looks between Runyon, Rattler and Dilro. And they've both run reasonably well on their last two or three starts. Runyon Rattler's just got a little bit of a habit, and he can't afford to do this, of getting a little bit on his toes down at the start. I mean, he completely blew his chances two starts back when he got left about 100 yards, and he never had any chance of getting back in the race. Interesting that Connections decided to take someone down with him last time out to actually lead him in. In the end, he finished third behind Shadaghan and Crystal Earth, which wasn't a bad run. He probably run to around about 110-ish, looking at Shadaghan and Crystal Earth's ratings. So with that in mind, I think that Dilro's performance when he chased home the 130-plus and 126 rated, respectively, Tigris River and Shavian last time out here at Galway, is probably a better run. He was a little bit one-paced against those more speedier types, but he looks quite a straightforward ride. I think he's going to be a chase in the making. He's quite a big son of Kalanese. And Binazee's kind of like a slightly better price and maybe a bit more of a reliable conveyance, i.e., you know, we don't have to rely about him lining up and jumping off like Runyon Rattler does, then I think he probably rates the value in that second race.
OK, Dilro getting the pick in the 4.55. Then the next race on the card comes up at 5.25. This one is a 2.5-mile handicap hurdle, and it's Hard 4 who leads the market here at 5-1. 7-1 for Zaracet. Getting late is 10-1. It's 10-1 for Ferry Course. Bigger prices for the rest of them. A few of interest here, Andy, and quite an open look to the betting.
Yeah, it was good to see Hard Fought win last time out, even though it didn't help my bank balance, because it was one of the few times that I didn't back Edward Halsey's mare. I think I've tipped about four or five times in recent podcasts, and she keeps finishing second and third, but lo and behold, she popped up the other day. So I was pleased for her, but not pleased for me, personally. Round about 5-1 tonight. Don't think that represents great value on a horse that obviously has only got one win in 21. I quite like the chances of Fairy Court here. It's interesting that Connections have come here in a repeat bid to try and claim this prize, because last year it was quite a fancied horse, this individual, but unfortunately fell at the second, so Connections have obviously teed it up for another tilt, and comes in great form following two good second place performances behind the well-handicapped Ellis Guru at Wexford, and even more so against a horse that I napped the other day down in Clonmel, a horse called Master Appeal from the John Carley stable, who won quite readily the night. Fairy Court put it up to that horse in the latter stages at Tremor, stayed on all the way to the line. Also got a bit of form here at Galway over hurdles. If you go back to 2012, this horse finished third in a maiden hurdle and stayed on very strongly on that occasion. So with course form under its belt, two very solid runs of late, ground very much in its favour, just on the easy side of good, there's every opportunity here for Fairy Court to relay the ghost from last year, and at 10-1 makes plenty of each way appeal.
Number 5, Fairy Court, then the one for Andy in that 5.25 contest. We'll move on to race 4 on the card. This comes up at 5.55. 2 mile, 2 furlong novice hurdle to look at here. And it's Backasson who heads the market for William Mullins at 2-11. 11-1 for Little Hearth, Crystal Pearl 12, 16 is the Mulcair Rover, 20-1 for Go 40 Go. And the outsider of them is Rocky Court at 25-1. We mentioned this at the top of the podcast, and it is only September. A bit early to be talking about a Cheltenham horse, but if Backasson's got any chance of the festival, should be annihilating this field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're looking at the without the favourite market here, really, aren't we? If we're being sensible to try and get a little bit of value out of this race, because Backasson will win it. Certainly if he's going to justify his rather almost ludicrous price already for the Supreme Novices. Some firms go as low as 7-1. Quite extraordinary that we're dealing with a horse who's only won two races and two small races at that. So far in his career, to be up there already at the top of the market for the top novices hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, a full 6 months away, which is quite amazing. But such is the power and the persuasion, if you like, that Willie Mullins has over the bookmakers, that we find that is the case here with his Backasson. So he's going to win quite comfortably, as we pretty much can predict. So it looks at a straight fight between Little Hearth and Crystal Pearl for the silver medal position. And on this occasion, I'd probably go with Crystal Pearl. She was a bit disappointing the last day down in the Curragh on the flat. I quite fancied her that day. I thought she run a good deal better than what she actually did. But she did run very, very encouragingly on the level here at Galway at the festival 2 starts ago, when she chased down the banging form Benkei, or Benkei, whichever way you want to pronounce that horse. That horse has subsequently gone on to win at Bellistown very easily. And the time of the race is absolutely sensational. the ground was on the decent side that day, and it's probably the fact that the ground was very, very tacky last time at the Curragh. She didn't probably get her hooves out of the ground, but back on better ground tonight, back to the scene of that fantastic speed figure. I've got a feeling that Crystal Pearl could chase the favourite home here.
OK, then back us on to beat Crystal Pearl in that 5.55. 14-1 for the Supreme Novice Hurdle with us here at William Hill for Backerson, if you fancy that. We'll move on then to the highlight race of the night tonight from Galway. This is the 6.25. It's the Ballybrit Novice Chase, a Grade 3 event over 2 miles and 2 furlong. Bit of a disappointing field size, I suppose, for a Grade 3, but it's Rock the World who heads the market at 6-5. 7-4 for the Game Changer. Opazo is 3-1 on the outside of the 4, is battling Boru at 33-1. This front three in the market met at Roscommon in June when the Game Changer beat Rock the World and Opazo, but there's been a swing in the weight since then. Can the form be reversed?
Quite possibly. I don't tend to look at weights and measures in races like this because you can get sort of lost in that particular world. It's just going to be a classic case out of these three, because they've already met before, which one of them jumps the best. It's a tricky track, as we know, at Galway. One mistake basically can put your chances into ruins. The last time these three met, the last chapter in this particular saga, the Game Changer came out on top ahead of Rule the World and Opazo. I tipped Rule the World on that occasion, and I still was a bit disappointed that he couldn't quite get the job done that day, because I thought for all the world he was going to win, but to be fair to the Game Changer, he really put it up to him and got the better of him in a driving finish. The Game Changer subsequently won at the Limerick before then getting beaten in the Galway Hurdle, but that was still a decent effort from Gordon Elliott's six-year-old. And I suppose if you are just following the form strictly, then you'd imagine the Game Changer would be quite difficult to beat here. But funny enough, I've just got a bit of a soft spot for Rule the World. I still don't think he's really hit the heights that I think Connections have been expecting, and maybe it just might take a little bit more time for the flower to sort of like really, you know, burst open and start flourishing. He jumps really solidly, and I just think that maybe a step up in trip might just suit him. He has looked a little bit one-paced over 2 miles, so maybe two and a half, or even 3 miles in the future might just suit this horse, getting into that kind of rhythm and staying on at the one speed. That kind of is his run style. So he's up to 2.2 mile here. I think he'll definitely get better, as I said, with further as time goes on. But I'll stick with Rock the World. I'll still maintain the faith with him. And I hope that the market's got it right as well.
Rock the World then for Andy. 6-5 at the time recording for Jessica Harrington's charge. We'll move on to the penultimate race of the night. This comes up at 6.55. A handicap chase here over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Abata is the 5-1 favourite here. 6-1 for Shield. 6-1 Naughty Molly. Heavenly Brook is 15-2. 8-1 for Curragh Gold. And double figure prices for the rest of them. Talk us through these, Andy.
Yeah, I quite like one in this race. I'll probably make her my best bet on the card here. I'm sort of struggling for inspiration earlier on in the piece because of the prices. Not many races make that much of appeal, but this one does. I quite like Hannah Lee's 8-year-old here, Naughty Molly. She obviously has got a very poor winter run ratio, so she's not worth absolute maximum investment. But a little small each way poke might just reap with the rewards. I didn't expect her to be in the first four here if she can jump a clear round. She looked like she was going to add to her modest tally last time out at Kilbeggan, but unfortunately Sean Flanagan and the mayor just had a bit of an altercation going down to the second last, and they took off too soon. She landed right in the middle of the fence, bulldozed it, and I don't know, to be fair, how she stood on her feet. What Sean Flanagan did do, however, was lose his irons, which hasn't been picked up by the Racing Post comments. The Irish reporter must have completely missed it, but he basically rode from two out with one leg dangling down the other side and the irons flapping around. So this horse did really well, therefore, only to get beat a short head in the end by Tulsa Jack. And I thought that was a really good run. She was seventh in this race last year, so that's rather pulls cold water on her Galway form, but she only did get beat 7 lengths. It wasn't exactly a tragic run, and she comes here in much better nick than she did this time 12 months ago. So around about 6-1 this morning, I think Naughty Molly is a fair each-way investment in this race. I'd certainly also pay a bit of attention to Georgie at a price. You could get 16-1 for Mel Cullinan's 10-year-old, who does run this track particularly well. His last two victories here have come at Galway over fences and over hurdles. And, of course, he was second in this race last year, actually finishing in front of Naughty Molly at a big price. So, you know, just using that as a barometer, then I certainly think he's been missed by quite a few bookmakers this morning because of his track form. So I'd go with Naughty Molly as my number one choice, but a little small each-way saver on Georgie wouldn't come amiss either.
Okay, Andy's thoughts then on the 6:55. We'll move to the final race of the night then from Galway this evening. This is the 7:25. It's a 2 mile mare's bumper, and Screaming Rose is your 8-13 favourite. 7-2 about Glendine River. Conscience is 5-1. 9-1 for Come Dance With Me. 20-1 Barlow's front four. An odds on Willie Mullins' newcomer Heads Affairs here. And I suppose you have to pay close attention when the market speaks so favourably for one of his debutants in a bumper.
Yeah, and to be fair, the opposition looks fairly weak. I think Willie's found another fantastic opportunity here for one of his fillies. He's doing really well with his mares at the moment in the smaller bumpers that have been run in recent times. And this one looks potentially another one off the production line. But if you could get an each-way price about Glendine River, I don't think you'd be too far away here. I certainly think you'd be getting your money back. It's a bit of a free bet just in case the favourite comes unstuck. I thought she ran with a good deal of credit down in Tramore the other day. She was also beaten by one of Willie Mullins's called Pearl Diamond, but she was nicely clear with the rest, and I thought she showed good battling qualities in the latter stages after being pushed along, and to be fair, not really handling the tight turn, which many horses don't do at Tramore once they get into that bottom bend. But once she met the rising ground, she was really good in the finish. She is only one pace and she's nothing spectacular, but as I said, around about 4-1 with most of them this morning. If you can get on each way, then I think, you know, you should be at least rewarded from the play side of the bet.
Okay, Andy's thoughts then on the last. Just remind us, please, Andy, one more time, your selections for the action from Galway on Tuesday.
Yeah, Trappy Little Opener with two horses of varied abilities and experience, Lock Horns, Tetriartes and Crown Pleasure. But I'll go with the one who's got the three runs under her belt over hurdles, and that's Crown Pleasure. Looks the 4:55 looks between Dilro and Wright and Rattler, but with Wright and Rattler's sometimes foibles and frailties down at the start, very much at the back of my mind, then I'll go with Dilro. I quite like the chances of Fairy Court each way in the 5:25 after a couple of decent runs of late. Backerson, who is as low as 7-1 with some firms for the Supreme Novices, should take all the beaters, therefore, in the 5:55 and expected to win very easily. But Crystal Pearl did run quite well here at the Galway Festival on the flat, and I think she might be good enough to chase the favourite home. 6:25 is the latest in the Game Changer Parzo Rock the World trilogy. And on this occasion, I'll go with Rock the World. And the 6:55, I quite like the chances of Naughty Molly here, who was a bit unlucky the last day down in Kilbeggan. But also keep an eye on Georgie, just one position behind her here, being number 15 on the race card. I think that horse will run well at 16-1. And in the final race, all eyes will be on Screaming Rose, of course. But if you're looking for an each-way bet to nothing, look no further with Glendine River.
You've been listening to the thoughts of our resident Irish expert there, Andy Holding, on the Galway card tonight on Tuesday. And you can listen to every race live today from 1:50 p.m. on William Hill's Racing Radio with Sean Quinn, Rory Delaghi and James Millman. It's Redcar, Leicester and Worcester in the afternoon, and then into the evening it's Perth and, of course, that Galway card as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. Good luck with the selections tonight.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.